Last year, a unique partnership was announced between Reconnecting Our Waterways, or RO, and arts organization Indie Convergence. The groups teamed up to acquire special stages that would allow performances along and even on the White River. Indie Convergence directors Caitlin and Robert Negron spoke with WFYI's All Things Considered host, Matt Pelser, about their upcoming launch event and their aim to bring the community to the river.
So I guess we can just start by talking about Rising Tide and the floating stage and all that fun stuff that's coming up. You have sort of a launch event or an announcement event coming up March 23rd. And so are things going to be announced, or do you already have sort of a calendar of performances that are going to happen on the floating stage and elsewhere?
Yeah, we do have a calendar. We are keeping it secret at this point. So we will announce what all of the shows will be at the launch event. And the folks that come to the launch event will have first option to purchase tickets before they go online on Eventbrite. They're going to be small, intimate performances. So we're looking at anywhere from 30 to 50 tickets for each performance. So we are assuming that they're going to be kind of a hot ticket and a little hard to get.
And to follow up and explain what is this event, to explain more about the river and why we wanted to do a Rising Tide, it's going to be a two-part panel discussion. So the first part of the panel, we're calling on people from Reconnecting to Our Waterways, and then also the White River Vision Plan will be present to talk about sort of the mile-high view of the river and what's happening. And then the second part of the panel will really focus on the Near West and a Rising Tide programming. So there'll be short panels. We have Damon Carl and Ray Hutchins playing in between those, who are just fabulous musicians. And then we'll also be revealing the rest of the performances that night too. So it's an eclectic night to give people as much information about the river, what's happening, and then also to have an arts experience in our building on the west side.
And you don't have to divulge specifics or anything like that, but do you have sort of a ratio in mind, maybe a loose ratio of how many events are going to be on the floating stage versus how many events will just sort of be on along the river?
Yeah, so two of the events will use the floating stage and the other three will use the all-terrain stage.
Just as kind of an example of one of the events that we're doing, Palace, the band Palace, will be performing, and they'll be on the floating stage. So folks will come down onto an area that we're calling River Station at this point. It's in Hauville, in the Hauville area. And they'll be performing at sunset, and as the sun just kind of starts to really drift down, a little light string will come on, and you'll follow that off into the woods. And off into those woods, we'll have the all-terrain stage, and we'll have a canopy created out of some of the Haitian art that we have. And there'll be drinks and wine, kind of a bistro setting, and Sweet Poison Victim will then play there. So we'll kind of have like a small dance party in the woods on the edge of the bank of the river. So that's the kind of performance that we're looking to create, things that are surprising, things that kind of tempt the audience to a new location, the next little shiny thing that brings them to a new experience or a new band.
So almost like urban isolation. That's really unique. I don't know that I've ever heard of anything like that before.
Yeah, we're hoping that it brings people. The funny thing about the river is that on White River Parkway especially, or even the bridges, you can drive pretty quickly past the river and you see that there are trees and there might be access points. But unless you actually take the time to stop, get out of your car, and see where the paths go, you don't realize how much space there is by the river to hike around, to see animals, to get close to the river or to see the river but still stay far away. And so trying to bring people to those places that are very visible but somehow still hidden in plain sight is a point of a Rising Tide.
Our guests were Indie Convergence directors Caitlin and Robert Negron, speaking with WFYI's All Things Considered host, Matt Pelser.